We're continuing to read in the writings of Rabash, third volume, page 2088, article, the matter of Rosh Chodesh, the first of the month. Writings of Rabash, page 2088, the matter of the Rosh Chodesh, the first of the months, or the head of the months. It is also on a Passover booklet. Again, there's no English text. This month, that is Nisan, is Rosh Chodeshim, the first of the months, or the head of the months. That the matter of Chodesh, a month, is the aspect of Chidush, renewal or innovation. And the matter of Rosh, head, is a beginning. And the first beginning is in that the Creator brought us out of Egypt, because that is above nature, and a man can only go in the way of nature. And only the Creator can perform deeds which are not in the way of nature.
Yes, it is called the miracle of the exodus of Egypt. Yes.
And since man was created with the nature of having the will to receive only for himself,
and since man was created with a nature of having the desire to receive only for himself, therefore he's not capable of performing actions which are in way of bestow.
Meaning, as we spoke before, that the Creator has created the desire to receive, but in order to receive, He shine upon us in the form of Achoraim, posterior, and to extend His shine through His Achoraim, we are in order to receive in that intention, in the ego, in the Achoraim, posterior, and to extend, to the extent that He shines, we have no choice. Accordingly, we are constantly considering our actions.
And since only that is demanded of a man in this world, that all of his intention would be to bestow. Therefore, when a man starts the work, then he sees that it is not within his power. However, it is demanded of man to ask of the Creator that He would help him so that he'll be able to walk in the ways of bestow.
Meaning, this is a war. Meaning, sorry, he recognized that he's in order to receive because the Creator arranges it for him. The Creator holds him in that. It is the posterior of the Creator, that ego. And he has either panim or choraim, posterior or interior. And for a person to want to be under different dominion, an opposite dominion. Nevertheless, while he is in the posterior, in Achoraim, he should try and cleave on to that very same force of none else but him, and not to think that there is another governance. Hence, here he starts to think whether it is important at all under what dominion he is in. The main thing is for him to be under the governance of that upper force, no matter whether it's interior or posterior, panim or choraim. Maybe in a choraim, posterior, it's even better, because he could, against his will, against his confusions, try and cleave on to that singular force. So we don't need to shift from one side to the other. Rather, in the same place where he discovers his posterior, his achoim, there he discovers the interior, the panim. So now it is up to one's intention, how he treats he who now manages him. Meaning, panim and achoim are in the hands of men, or of the person. Clear? Try and talk about that. Let's continue later. Try and talk about it. Why panim and achoraim of the Creator? It's not that a person has to shift from one state to the next, from one side to the other. Rather, in the state he is in, how he determines whether it is panim or achoraim, and why specifically the achoraim, posterior, he should guard and want it to exist, so that over it specifically disclose or discover his attitude towards the Creator, which would be called panim and interior. Well, that's good. That's good. Inner searches. Please go ahead.
Choaim, or concealment, helps you develop your yearning. It's like a child. If you bring him a gift where he sees in advance where what he's about to receive, he doesn't get so excited about it. But if it's closed, it's in a wrapping, he has to open it up and he has to open it gradually. His yearning grows, his desire grows, so the attainment is a lot more powerful.
I'll give a very simple example so it will be clear to you. A father beats his son, right? Or smack his son. The son could say that that is right, wholeheartedly, and kiss him after he received the beating, because he knows that his dad whacked him. Didn't whack him himself, rather his evil inclination, in order to help the son, through this whacking, to disconnect from the evil inclination. All right? You didn't get beaten, I see. You didn't get smacked, hey? All right, go ahead.
It is impossible to just justify the father and say he loves me, and because by that you cancel both your identification of your dad and also your state. He loves me, it's all above my reason. Rather, these states of beatings are states that push a person into himself and push him away from others. He just thinks about himself. But those states actually are the ones where he can express his exertion, his direction towards the society, and once, thanks to the society, he can overcome, then he looks back and he appreciates the beatings, he appreciates those states because they helped him cling to the society.
Yes, you don't need to imagine more than occur with us in the connection between the friends in the group, the suffering, the difficulty due to inability to connect, to not manage to hold on to the importance of the goal, the creator, and the suffering from that too we need to love and accept, but the action is what's important. The action is as much as possible cleaving on to the group and the friends, take advantage of every opportunity to truly connect with them further.
What is important is that we will relate, ascribe all the beatings and problems that they come from the upper one and not from any other source, and to see them as help, so that we will be able to understand the essence of the will to receive, what is it, and we'll be able to feel it so much so that we will have to get rid of it. And to also ask of the upper one that he will give us the power to run away from the will to receive. Therefore, it's only about how you attach everything to the upper one. And it's only through the connection between us and the goal which is there inside that connection.
Yes, also the importance of the connection is that we are in that state of getting whacked by dad. The initial response is not to justify anything because it hurt. It hurts, so you respond instinctively, according to your instinct. And for that, you need the friend's help for them to be even able to show you that this whack comes from a place of that is good, that does good, that basically wants in our advantage, he wants to speed up our coming closer to him. So we must guard this connection between us so that we constantly remind one another of that place.
Yes, I know about myself that in order to come out of that convenient place, I have to receive a blow. Otherwise, why will I get out of there? It's a good, convenient place. So the friends have to remind me why we're receiving these blows. It has to bring us closer so that we will be more connected, happier, closer to the Creator. We will know that it's Him. He's the one doing it because He's actually pulling you towards Him. So then you invert your attitude to the situation.
Rav. So the question now is, as it is written, who is he who turns darkness into light, bitter into sweet, whereby bitter turns into sweet here? How come? prior I felt bitter, beatings, problems, troubles up to death, really fear, anxiety, so much. And now instead I feel expansion, warmth, love, freedom, truly. How could it be instead of hell, how could there be paradise here? By what are we inverting one into the other? Please.
Only by changing our intention. The intention in that place is the intention to make it better for you or worse for you. As we develop, we know that it's all from the good who does good.
It's not quite to invert, rather two sides of the same coin complementing one another with respect to sensation. You have state with respect to the friends, you feeling against them, etc. And all of a sudden you connect and just find there's a click and you are so happy for the two states you have received, because suddenly you see the greatness of the friends and such love is revealed. And it could have been had there not been the state called it Hoaim.
Yes, you're even more grateful about this situation, because in it you can ask of the upper force that you will complete the work that you want to do, that you want to cling to them even though you discover you can't. And over this gap the light enters, and there is the great happiness about the revelation of evil. What we call the light completes the work and turns the posterior into the anterior.
The most tangible concrete states are actually in the connection between us, as Moshe said, where the crime, so-called, is revealed, and against all that love appear that we want, we got the desire to connect, to keep the connection between us, and even worse, where heaviness revealed and rejection and hatred, and specific in that spot, in that place, this is the revelation of the posterior in the connection. So specifically in that place where we're doing this attempt, we're attempting to connect again and love cover all transgressions, then indeed come the such special illumination that that show to us that all this darkness is really help from above, a present from above to do another state towards adhesion with the upper one.
It's exactly like in a couple, the relationship between in a couple. It really hurts you on your flesh, this thing about your relationship with your spouse, that you have a fight, and if they truly have this desire to be together and they have something which is beyond just being together, this feeling following a fight when they make up and all of that, it is a very powerful sensation. So if you hold on to that place where you know that you are going to have a completion later on, you're going to overcome the situation because you want to continue being together, then you're able to
love. What is the difference between us asking of the Creator to take us from darkness into light, from bitter to sweet, to us asking of Him to be in His panim? Please.
I guess that the first one sounds egoistic, and his panim means to switch to another dimension, the next degree of connection with the friends, where I see my realization in bestowing to them, and I truly attach my life, I tie my life to theirs as one.
The difference between bitter and sweet is the recognition that there is such upper force, and its panim is to be an equivalence of form with them.
Maybe that from bitter to sweet, or from darkness to light, It is still a request to always have the revelation of the Creator, that it's the Creator who is operating opposite you, but to see His panim, it's also to see that in every state that I am in, He is good who does good. Doesn't matter what the situation is, if it's bitter, I want to be attached to Him.
Yes, precisely so, whom I identify with, alongside with, turning darkness into light. Sounds like I don't want to have it bad, or not having bitter, but the truth is that I want to have less of bestowal, I want to be like Him, I want to identify with Him, and less of a concern of what's happening with the desire to receive. On the contrary, I'm using what is felt in my desire, be it bitter or sweet, in order to cleave on to Him.
The calculation about the feeling of bitter or sweet, what I want, what I want, I don't want, is an egoistic calculation, a calculation detached of the connection to the Creator, to the Upper One, and wanting to cleave to Him, having this desire of cleaving to Him above calculations of what the world to receive feels or wants, that's already adhesion that includes no conditions. To see the Upper One, that all that He does, all the situations that He takes us through, doesn't matter what they are desirable, preferable, and most ideal, you know, to come closer to Him. I don't, I'm lacking some words.
Love. How do we build turning to or request to the panim of the Creator? How do we do that? How do we establish our ego, the bad we are feeling with our attitude to the panim, and that in the panim we are diagnosing it as good? With what vessel we diagnose the panim as good? It is not the same vessels as the achoraim, as the posterior, right? Because vessels of posterior, vessels of reception. If I now want, instead of bad, in the vessels of reception to feel good, then I'm in the same posterior. If I want to shift from posterior to anterior, Hawaim to Panim, I need to change my observation, my perception, my values, what is considered good or bad, just the same as with a kid that is getting whacked and is kissing wholeheartedly he who whacks him because he disconnects himself from his ego and attach himself to that educator or that teacher, because through that teacher he is ascending above, he is separated from his ego, from his posterior. So how do we establish here our petition to the Creator to reach Panim?
Well, by myself, I certainly can't do it.
Think together, the center of the group, connection. And Poyechala.
Of course, I have to. I have to do it with the help of the group. It is impossible to reach it by yourself. Only through the force of the connection of the Arvut between us can we establish this state, this place of Panim, of the Creator.
Plea before I'm asking, I need to feel my initial please to feel closer to the friend, soften up the ego a bit, and from there to continue.
It feels as though it is all the other way around. You have to ask for exactly the opposite in order to receive what is desirable. But again, it is the request here is tricky because you shouldn't ask for yourself, you should ask for the others. So it's always as if the same thing were the other way around.
Establishing our plea is only through adhesion in the friends and the Rav, and accept that image that in every place, in every state, one must be in connection with the Creator, justify Him, and see that there is a loving, faithful care in all the states. And one cannot do it by himself other than throwing himself to the friends and accept. And also, as if he turned to the Creator and constantly doesn't succeed, then the effort start in seeing only the Creator in its good qualities as He treats you as such.
It's not fair, because the answer is written in the question. How do we establish our appeal to the Creator, think together from the center of the group? So, as the common desire that is built, the common request, the plea is what goes up. How much we truly want to cling to one another, how much we want to be focused, concentrated together in the center of the group, where the Creator is, where we give Him contentment, as much as our desire is aimed towards that. We have the same request, the same desire, the same prayer.
Continue with the article.
We're continuing page 2088 in the ranks of Rabash third volume, or page 2019 on the Passover booklet. Again, there's no English text. However, one has to believe that the Creator hears the prayer of every mouth. Therefore, a person is obligated to believe that the Creator delivered us from the land of Egypt, that is, from the will to receive for oneself. And to the extent that one has faith in that, to the same extent he can ask of the Creator that he as well will receive this gift, that he will take him out of the land of Egypt. And only then, that is, when he will pray from the walls of his heart, then the Creator will deliver him from the land of Egypt. This is why this is the head of the months, because before you come out of Egypt, it is impossible to merit any innovations in the Torah.
Rav, so what does it mean that a person believes that the Creator is capable of taking him out of Egypt? Where would we get that belief from? Saying it, it's nice, but there has to be an inner force in a man, in a person, as then he worked from that force and draw the light, something that will take him out of his egoistic desire, changes his nature. It isn't simple. These are the foundations of creation are changing here. So how does one receive that force of faith that the Creator can get him out of Egypt? Please.
The faith, as I feel it, that he writes about here, is a need, truly a need that is revealed in us, deep inside, out of a clear awareness that we are truly enslaved to that Pharaoh, to that will to receive, and we cannot come out of it, cannot run away from it, break out of it into the true worthy connection between us. And out of that need, or inside of this need, is also clothed the belief that only the Creator can save us from that situation.
Truth is, this is exactly the question I wanted to ask. As I was reading this thing, what does it mean that the person needs to believe? What does it mean, has to believe? Believe, it's a sensation. How can you reach such thing? You can't say, tell someone, believe, and he will believe. It's a matter of sensation. Sensation you're acquiring through having a desire for it, first and foremost. You need to have the desire. And out of this desire, out of the actions you're doing, all the laboring you're exerting, this thing, as this is basically what the Creator wants you to reach to. From within that place, you are drawing that force, the light, that it is the one giving you that sensation.
I don't know. Maybe it's possible to work, you know, go over this doubt before I ask, can he help me? Or maybe there's no Creator, nobody can help me. I want something, but I don't see anyone who can give it to me. So maybe here there's really a place for exertion. I don't know how to put it into words, but it can actually reinforce my faith in him, that he can truly change nature, change creation.
Just as a person reaches the one recognition that the Creator is the one brought him into Egypt, similarly he has to believe that he will take him out of there too. As much as it is hard to believe that, but this is the place of exertion, going above reason and cleave onto him over everything.
One receives this power after he invested all of his powers in the society, in the group, and he tried everything, and that the Creator can bring him out. I guess first the person has to reach despair out of his own forces, and then this truth becomes evident.
Rav. But Shimu, why the faith that the Creator can get him out of Egypt depends on one's inner knowing that everything stems only from the Creator. Please. Meaning that also the state he's in currently, posterior, right? Egypt is posterior. So also the state he's in currently, posterior of the Creator, is the Creator that established that state for him, and there's none else but him, and he's in it. However, only the intention to receive for oneself over all his desires is what brings him the sensation of posterior of a home. And the Creator, which established that sensation, him bringing him darkness and a home, can exchange it for light, the intention in order to bestow. Thus a person would see the light and interior and adhesion. So what does one lack here in order for the Creator to invert his achoraim, posterior, to panim, to make this change in the person from in order to receive to in order to bestow? Yes.
It's interesting how to reach such a state where you see your entire life that it's all coming from the Creator. Whatever you go through, even whatever you do, all the actions that you perform are His actions. How does it happen? A light has to work for it. A drop and another drop, a little bit more and a little bit more. Put as much effort as you can into connection, and the light would work, and you start taking on this perception of reality. Because here we're not talking about faith, believing in something. It lives in you. Your life becomes that.
Rav, we are moving to the next part. That's it.